Wisdom is the principal thing to get, and reflection is the noblest pathway to wisdom. This podcast will empower you with inspiration, motivation, insights, and wisdom to thrive and win in your world. So, let's get started with your host, Femi Luther Agbegunde.
Hello, thank you for joining me in this podcast. I believe this series has been a blessing to you. We've talked about the two first laws of work. We've talked about the law of clarity. We talked about the law of tools. In this particular podcast, let's take it a step further by looking at the law of protocol. What does this law say? Every environment you enter has a different code of conduct for entering, and not just for entering, for remaining in that environment. Protocol is the right and correct way of acting in specific places and specific situations. Protocol is a set of behavior that is acceptable and perfect in one environment, but it can be destructive in another environment. Let's take some instances from history. A good example is Joseph, the biblical Joseph, when he, being a Jew, and Jews are known to carry beers, and Joseph had been in prison for a long while. When it was time for him to stand in front of Pharaoh, it was recorded in the scriptures that he shaved his beard and he changed his raiment. Why did he do this? Because the Egyptians hate beards and they don't stand men with beards. So for Joseph to be acceptable in the presence of Pharaoh, Joseph had to shave his beard. Another instance also is the story of Daniel. For Daniel to stand before the king Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel had to study for 3 good years what were the laws in Babylon. Another example here is Esther. Esther, in the history of the patience, was one of the queens with a Jewish background. For Esther to stand in front of a queen and win the beauty pageant, it was recorded in history that she spent 12 months learning according to the manner of the women. These are not just for fun. It simply tells us that there are laws and protocols that govern every environment where we work. Where you work today, there are spoken and unspoken laws that govern that environment. For instance, if you belong to the Nigerian army, you can't join the beard gang by keeping your beards. It's a protocol. And if those protocols of this set of behaviors are not obeyed, your influence will be diminished with criticism. People will begin to criticize you. Before you can succeed in any environment of work, you must assess that environment before you can change or influence it. Beloved, protocol will take you further than genius. Protocol will take you further than your intelligence. Protocol will make you excel where intelligence cannot take you. Because every relationship has spoken and unspoken protocol. That is why, before you can succeed in the business world, in the business environment, either as an entrepreneur or as an employee, you need to know the politics of your environment and the drivers of the politics of your environment. That is why I advise people in the workplace to choose their battles, because you can win the battle and you will not win the war. That is why you need to sit down to understand what are the protocol in my environment. This is very key for your survival at work. This is very key for your survival in business. This is very key for your survival anywhere you find yourself. Thank you for listening to this podcast. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us as we come to the end of this podcast. For more information on Femi Luther's library, you can visit his website, www.femiluther.net, or his social media handles, Instagram and Twitter, at Femi Luther, that is FEMYLUTHER. On Facebook, it's Wisdom Edge Signatures.